Happy 50th birthday, Radio 1, the one show, marks the big occasion next.
Where on earth are we going?
EastEnders in half an hour, Sharon upset with Phil, has he really forgotten their anniversary? But now on BBC One, a celebration we would never forget.
Hello and welcome to The One Show, live on Radio 1 with Greg James.
Alex Jones.
And Matt Baker.
We're live!
Yay!
Is this a first?
Simulcasting.
Wow.
There you are.
Live on both TV and radio.
Exactly. And because you're celebrating this big birthday, you're 50, we thought we'd pop upstairs because the One Show office is just downstairs and say hello to our noisy neighbours.
Well, it's nice to find you normally ignore us, but it's nice for you to come up to
You're too cool for us, Greg. That's the truth.
So, yes, Greg, we are celebrating tonight, 50 years. So we know that you've been taking your listeners through a bit of a trip, you know, through the last 50 years or so.
Yeah.
But memories for you. What's your first memory of Radio 1?
My first memory was definitely waking up early before school to listen to Scott Mills when he was on the early breakfast show. Because I heard him, I think he was covering a weekend show, and I thought, I love this, this is brilliant, I love this guy.
Yeah.
And then I used to just, I was hooked every day to that show, so I'd get up and listen to him before the breakfast show. And then eventually when I got to Radio 1, I started on that show. So it was really cool. That's an amazing show to do, 4 a.m. It's early, but it's a really fun show.
And let's picture you, Greg James, as a fresh-faced 21-year-old doing your first show ever on Radio 1. How was that first show?
It was a mess.
Was it?
Actually, not unlike the latest show, which is happening now. I mean, it's sort of variations on a theme, but it was 1st of June 2007, and I was a bag of nerves, and I was 21. But it was just the coolest job ever,
And
it still is.
Here.
It's the best.
And I'm sure that's the case for the three lovely guests that we've got in the studio.
Definitely. Yeah. So we've got Grimmy, we've got Tony Blackburn, and we've got lovely Clara as well. Which of those do you prefer?
I mean, they're all sort of. You know what? Without Tony, none of us would be.
Well, that's it. That's a good answer.
That's the safest answer because he's the voice. You know, he was the first man on, so he's the legend. Yeah.
Now, Greg, I'm sure you will enjoy this sight. This is a Radio 1 car sticker.
Yeah, nice.
And we always do these lovely little call-outs on the One Show. So tonight we are asking for any Radio 1 or Radio 2. Memorabilia
because they're celebrating too.
So we want to see the lot. I don't know, mugs, caps, stickers, form hands. Send us pictures of you with all of your stuff, if you will.
We need that. We need to do this again. We need We need car stickers again.
Yeah.
We need mugs.
Car stickers were a massive thing, weren't they?
Yeah. You can have that one as a gift.
But send your pictures in of you holding your merchandise, very important, to the usual address, and we will try and show some a bit later. So you're done, Greg, are you?
I'm done. I've got a handover to Annie Mack, so should we say hi to Annie Mack, and then you can get on with your show. Let's do it. Annie Mack, have a great show, and have a great One Show.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having us.
That was wonderful. That was lovely. Now, Radio 1, of course, has played a very big part in so many of our lives. So we wanted to give you, the great British public, the chance to share your memories and have a go at DJing yourselves.
So we leave you with them whilst we get down to the One Show studio. We've got 2 minutes to do it, so we cross our fingers. Here's former Radio 1 DJ Liz Kershaw.
It's the station of the nation, the all-new Radio 1 Show.
Hiya, I'm Liz Kershaw, putting on my Radio 1 headphones again for a very special Radio 1 Show Roadshow. Have you got any great memories of Radio 1?
Why don't you come on over, Pamela?
Pamela Mendel, I bet you've never had your own radio jingle before, have you?
Absolutely not, it's fantastic.
So do you remember the first DJ?
Tony Blackburn.
He had this wonderful way of making you feel as though he was in the room with you and playing your song.
Wake me up before you go, go, don't leave me.
Do you remember a Radio 1 moment?
All the top 40 was a big thing. Music Centre at the ready Sunday night.
You recorded it, Spencer.
Of course, made a cassette of it.
Of course, illegal. Right, it's your big audition now. You could be the new presenter of the Radio 1 top 40.
Hi there, pop pickers, and here's the top 10 today. Number 10, Lonely Together.
I was engaged to my husband, and I remember walking down his road at the time, and I remember listening to Radio 1.
Eight friends, Justin Bieber. Can't even read that one.
I'm exhausted now. Excellent!
I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain.
This is Jeff's weather. Okay, Jeff.
Sunshine this afternoon, and
possibly snow later on this evening. So get your ski boots on, ladies and gentlemen, because you never know where you're going to end up.
Would you like your big break in radio then after all these years?
Big break. My
Delilah. Dan, why do you listen to the radio rather than, you know, streaming?
They always look out for the listener. They always put on the good music that I think everyone wants to listen to. And it's always good just to listen and not have to worry about, oh, I want to play that song. It's just on.
Oh, so. Dan, your Radio 1 birthday gold. Kate, take it away.
Ron, I've got ABBA for you. Would you laugh? You can dance. You can dance.
It's not that far. We made it.
Well, it's a fine heels, Matthew Baker. Anyway, we can now properly introduce tonight's guests.
Yes.
Who are all here to celebrate 50 years of Radio 1. We have the first ever DJ on Radio 1 and Radio 2, Tony Blackburn.
Oh, we've got a current radio breakfast host. We've got Nick Grimshaw here. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I didn't know if you were going to make it then. We thought we were ready to host the show.
You know there's a lift, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. There's somebody holding it for us, which was great.
Oh, so, wow.
Oh, God.
Well, that was, I'll tell you what, it's very slick up there in Radio 1, isn't it?
It's
the first time it's looked clean, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing because it's on the telly.
It's like a TV studio, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Very
yeah,
similar to that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We have to say hello to Clara as well. I don't think we've got your introduction out there.
Clara, everyone. Tony, let's rewind the clock all the way back, because yes, there was a time before Radio 1, it's hard to believe, but what was that time like?
Well, it was out, it was out on the North Sea aboard a pirate radio ship called Radio Caroline and Big L Radio London.
Yeah, yeah.
I was out there for 3 years, and we did 2 weeks on the ship and a week off, and we were floating off the coast of Frinton.
Right.
And I was looking at Frinton-on-Sea in Essex for 3 years. And nothing,
wow.
And nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. Even when we were shipwrecked, we were actually shipwrecked there, and still nobody came out to see us. Unbelievable.
Well, it has incredibly been half a century of Radio 1, and what we've tried to do is squeeze those glorious 50 years into 50 seconds. Here we go. Yeah.
Radio 2, Radio 1, go!
The voice of Radio 1!
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Woke up one morning, half asleep.
We who were once 2 hours are now forevermore 3 hours.
And now, Kenny Everett.
Good afternoon to you.
Undertones and teenage kicks, what a treat. I'll tell you what, you know, I've not done this for ages, but I think we ought to hear that again.
Relax, don't do it. It's always been my dream to be the only person on air in an aeroplane.
To this show, they should write to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
National
Radio 1.
Joe Wiley.
Westwood, Radio 1, let's get the job done.
BBC
Radio 1.
Clara Amfo.
It is Thursday morning, 28th of September on BBC Radio 1.
We saw you there hosting the first ever breakfast show back in 1967, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Can you remember that first morning and what it was like?
Oh,
and the pressure you felt?
Maybe? I certainly can, yeah. Well, I just went in there and there was Robin Scott standing behind. Mind you, we did actually film it the night before for television, so we did the opening twice.
Oh, yeah.
So we filmed it the night before because in those days we had no satellite dishes or anything like that, mm-hmm. And so we did film it. And then I noted down what I'd said. I don't know why I said "and welcome to the." I don't know why the "and" got in there. But then we opened it up again properly that morning as well, and it all went very smoothly. Actually, it was wonderful. And I chose the record "Flowers in the Rain" by The Move because it had that crashing sound on it.
Yeah.
And I was very glad I got that first sentence right, you know, and welcome to the exciting, because yeah, yeah. Otherwise I'd have had to live with that for years if I got that wrong.
And then you can relax into it.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Yeah. And Nick, great. I mean, congratulations are in order for you because last Sunday you celebrated 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years. Come I mean, on. It's not as good after 50, is it? It's like 45 less years. But yeah, 5 years of doing
like
the breakfast. It's gone really, really quick. It's been a really, really fun 5 years, and it's been a real dream for me because it was specifically, I'm like a witch. I specifically wanted to do that show as a kid. And it's still mad that I'm doing that show on Radio 1. Yeah. It really is.
And it's same for you, Clara. I mean, you've dreamed forever, haven't you, of being on Radio 1? And I think you might have the best job out of anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, the Live Lounge is like, I mean, for you then, as the presenter of it, I mean, what's it like for you to be there every day?
It is the most surreal thing to do every day, especially this month, because it's been Live Lounge month. So we've had live music every single day of the show. Yeah. We've had like Jay-Z, The Killers, who are on with you guys just the other week.
They were incredible.
Who were incredible. Lord. And to hear these people do those big iconic songs, like, you know, literally like 10 metres away from you is the weirdest thing ever. Yeah.
But it's become so important, hasn't it, the Live Lounge, for artists these days, because they get that platform to play live.
Yeah.
And there's not many, you know, opportunities there.
Well, this is it, and it's their place to, you know, to do what they do and make us remember why we love them in the first place. And we had Lord on today. She said, you know, my dad used to buy me the Live Lounge CD, so to be here is such a big deal.
I used to make records. Would you like me on?
You're doing a show together, aren't you? And then
yes,
they're
going to
simulcast it on Radio 1 and Radio 2. So
what I'm going to do is to open up the station at 7 o'clock. We're going to open it up and Radio 1 is going to take Flowers in the Rain. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Vintage station opening up, Radio 1 Vintage. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be on. So I'm going to do the original show on Radio 2.
Yeah.
Because the audience on Radio 2 is probably the audience that I had on Radio 1 50 years ago. And then Nick and I are going to do a show together at 8:30, which we're both enjoying.
Yeah.
We're going to enjoy.
We're excited. So, we're going to join forces from 8:30.
And where do your music tastes meet?
Well, the only two songs...
Tony loves the Skepta.
Right. He's a big Skepta fan.
Loves it.
But no, I know I picked the song that I first played on Breakfast when I started, which was Jay-Z and Kanye's Paris. Uh-huh. So I've chosen that. The only song I know that you've definitely chosen is...
YMCA.
So we're between Kanye and YMCA.
I think you'll agree, the best song ever made.
Well, it's up there.
Yeah.
It's The Village People meets Kanye on Saturday.
Great.
Right?
And
are you sold, Matt?
Oh, But this is the interesting thing, because obviously you've done Radio 1 and Radio 2 as well then, Tony. So how do the two sit together as far as you're concerned?
Well, Radio 2 is more what I used to do when I was at Radio 1. Because Radio 2 is... I mean, Radio 1 has the more difficult thing to do now, I think, because kids don't listen so much to the radio, do they?
Yeah, thanks,
so they don't listen. No, you know what I mean. They're more onto So you're doing video clips and things like that, and I think it's very good what you've done there, but it is a more difficult job. Where on Radio 2 we've got the slightly older audience there, which is lovely. We're trying to swipe a few younger people from you as well. So it is totally different, but I love being at Radio 2. You know, it's totally different from Radio 1 now. But Radio 1 had to move on, obviously, and they've done it really successfully.
Yeah.
They have. Well, there's also a host of programmes and events to celebrate Radio 2's 50th anniversary. So if you fancy a boogie, don't miss their All-Star Party Spectacular on Saturday, the 30th September, which will be coming from the iconic Manchester Apollo.
Now, yesterday, we showed you a picture of these bins here. They're trying to keep them as clean as possible. That's the idea.